The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smart Water Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Welcome back into another edition of the Arrowhead Pride Report. It is Sunday, March 10th, and late on Saturday night, it was announced that the Kansas City Chiefs worked out a massive extension with defensive tackle Chris Jones. So ahead of Monday's legal tampering period and the real kickoff of NFL free agency, Chiefs get a massive deal done with their star defensive tackle and make sure that they get one of their most important pieces back in the building ahead of the kickoff of free agency. So now they can turn the page and start focusing on some other needs that they need to fill. So let me welcome in the leader of Arrowhead Pride, Pete Sweeney. Late Saturday night, because the Kansas City Chiefs just insist on making sure that we never get to take any time off. So we are here on Sunday morning recording this update to keep all of the Arrowhead Pride listeners up to date on what's going on with the Kansas City Chiefs.
Five-year deal for Chris Jones, and already we're starting to see some of the details come out from various national reporters, in from Albert Breer, that it'll be $95 million over the first 3 years. It is a $160 million contract over the 5 years, but I think the way that you probably will end up seeing this thing, you know, a lot of these NFL contracts, they're built a certain way where, you know, sometimes there are long-term deals, but, you know, it really is first 3 years that counts, because a player can retire or be cut, you know, thereafter. And so when you're looking at the age 30, 31, 32 seasons, by the time this deal is done, the five-year deal, Jones will be 35. I think it's very unlikely that he makes it till the end. But the bottom line is, regardless of all the money and all the details, the Chiefs will have Chris Jones for the next 2 to 3 years as they try to become the first team to ever win a Super Bowl title 3 years in a row, and who knows, if they're able to accomplish that, maybe this can go even further. But this was a major move, and one that had to be made. I had my doubts about it, just because of the way these negotiations have gone in the past, but the Chiefs made it a priority. They didn't want him to make it to Monday, and so they actually probably saved a little bit of money by not allowing him to hit the open market.
Yeah, and I think what's really important to know about the Albert Breer report from this morning is that it's the first 2 years of the contract that are fully guaranteed at signing. His 2026 money vests is guaranteed in March of 2025. They're still ironing out the other details on this contract, which I would expect that it'll be official by, you know, Wednesday, when the official league year starts or whatever. But we'll continue to monitor all that stuff. But why it's so important is because it was initially reported as like the first 3 years are fully guaranteed. And that doesn't actually seem to be the case. It seems like the next 2 years are fully guaranteed for Chris Jones. He's going to get a bunch of money and be one of the highest paid defensive tackles in the NFL. And then the Chiefs can kind of take a look at things from there on out and see how they want to manage the rest of his contract moving forward, just depending on where he's at that point in his career.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, there's always flexibility built in. And, you know, a lot of times, like even with the Tyreek Hill deal that you saw, you know, different position, but, you know, they'll add in money, you know, in the final years that maybe isn't necessarily guaranteed, but it allows Chris Jones to be the highest paid. You know, you get that highest paid defensive tackle in the league, highest paid defensive tackle ever tag. When really, again, you know, we're probably looking at 2 to 3 years of Chris Jones here before they were to restructure something, or who knows, you know, by the time Chris Jones gets to be 34, 35, that's pretty old for a defensive tackle. So, you know, what I'd say is that I think there's a very, very good chance that Jones plays the duration of his career in Kansas City. And, you know, I'll be the first to tell you that I had my doubts about it. I really didn't think we'd be here. I thought the Chiefs would get priced out. But it did seem like Jones went to his agents, like we've discussed on numerous podcasts, and said, you know, I want to be in Kansas City. You know, not only do I want a fair contract, but, you know, there's no other way to say it. He probably took a little less than he would have been able to get on the open market, even in this gigantic $160 million contract. And he likely did so because he wanted to stay in Kansas City.
Yeah, I think that's one of the most important wrinkles in this whole thing, is that I have no doubts that Chris Jones could have gotten more money if they don't come to this agreement ahead of Monday's legal tampering period and you let him start communicating with other teams. I would have to imagine there's somebody out there, just his level of play and everything that he's meant to this defense over the last several years. Like, I think there's somebody across the NFL who would have given him quite a bit more money than that. So it seems like the Chiefs, while making him, you know, one of the highest paid defensive tackles and defensive players overall in the NFL, still probably got a little bit of a discount by getting this thing in place ahead of Monday's legal tampering period. And it's also worth noting, Pete, that, you know, this was really important because obviously they had to get this thing done before free agency if they were going to get it done and get a long-term deal in place before talking to other teams. But it's also the first time in a couple of years that they got their deals locked in ahead of free agency. So they're not going to be handcuffed in the way that they have been in the last couple of years where, you know, last offseason it was the Jones stuff. They couldn't get anything. And then obviously that bleeds into the regular season. The season before, it's Tyreek and how he's kind of handcuffing what they were able to do before they wind up trading him to the Miami Dolphins. So this is actually a huge win for the Kansas City Chiefs as an organization in my mind, because now they've got the resources dedicated to the pieces that they knew they wanted to bring back this offseason, and they can focus on trying to fill some of these other needs before we get to the NFL draft.
Yeah. I think they wanted to make a point of it to do what you're saying, which is, again, take care of things early, be flexible. And so, you know, I wouldn't be stunned if we get news on Legarius Sneed in, you know, the next 24 hours or so of, you know, whether or not the Chiefs may move on from him, or if they're committing to a long-term contract, or, you know, could it be that he does play on the tag? It seems like they want a little bit more certainty ahead of that period. And so I wonder if this is just the first piece to fall. And then we see, again, before the tamper period does begin this week, something happened with Sneed, you know, in the coming hour.
Yeah, that's the next big domino here. Is he going to play on the franchise tag? Are they going to trade Legarius Sneed? Because it seems pretty evident, Pete, like just based on all of the reporting, that they're not working out a long-term extension with Legarius Sneed. Now, they might be willing to let him play on the franchise tag and then see where things go from there next offseason. But it feels like he's either going to be on a one-year franchise tag for the Kansas City Chiefs this season, or we're going to see him traded here in the next few days.
Yeah. And the next piece to fall. And I think, you know, you look at the way that the team is built now, and I know a lot of us have been talking about the receiver position at nauseam, both throughout the season, throughout the playoffs, and even the offseason, of how that had to be a priority. The truth was, with Chris Jones not locked up, the biggest thing was actually defensive tackle. And so now that they've taken care of that, you can kind of focus on some of the other positions of need, like a wide receiver or like a younger cornerback that you add into the mix of a lot of good young cornerbacks. Again, it just depends on what happens with Legarius Sneed. I was wrong about Jones, but I tend to think the Chiefs are going to try to move Sneed if they are able to find a suitor. And then, you know, cornerback would be somewhat of a need. But I think now that you've taken care of defensive tackle and you have more than just Neil Farrell on the 2024 roster, you can start to figure out, okay, now what is the next piece in this blueprint that is what we're building for the 2023, or I should say the 24 NFL season.
Yeah, I just don't think that we can stress enough how important it was that they got that position figured out, because, yeah, you mentioned it. The defensive tackle room looked a little rough if Chris Jones is not in the mix there. And, you know, they can still, you know, try to address that, because they still need to address some of the depth there. Maybe it's bringing Derek Nnadi back at this point. I would rather they try to attack that position in the draft and see if they can get some depth there and some young talent to try to bring along while Chris Jones is on the back end of his career here in Kansas City. But just a massive win for the Kansas City Chiefs and a real advantage, Pete, them just being able to get this in place ahead of free agency. Because now it's like, now we're really in it. Now we're really turning the page to next season and their ambition of trying to win three consecutive Super Bowls.
Yeah, and you know, the reality is that, you know, that they would have been an okay defense, I think, without Chris Jones, but I think the ceiling of them being a top five defense now remains. Just because Jones is the type of player that is one of one, or, you know, one of two, if you want to say that Aaron Donald is the other one, you know, dominant defensive tackles in the NFL. And we know how important Jones is to the success of somebody like George Karlaftis, or, you know, rehabbing Charles Menihue on the outside, you know, to draw those double teams and to make things and make life easier for George Karlaftis, who seems to be getting better each and every year. And so now that you've taken care of the trenches again, I just think it makes everything a little bit easier. I thought it would have been really complicated for the Chiefs to have as much defensive success as they did last year without Jones. I still, you know, as I said, I think they could have managed to be in the top 10 to 15 range. But now that dominant defense that we saw last year remains a possibility, which is great, because I think it's probably one of the worst offenses, if not the worst offense, you're going to see since the Chiefs were able to land Patrick Mahomes. But now you're going to see an improved offense personnel wise. And now you could have that defense you saw last year, you know, with that. And really, I think when you look at last year as a whole and just that they were so weak offensively, it's almost like they were able like to steal one from the league. Whereas I think next year's team is going to be a lot better than this past year's team. And this past year's team won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it's, you know, the worst team and the best opportunity for every team in the NFL to try to capitalize on a down year for the Kansas City Chiefs still resulted in a Super Bowl win for them. And them getting this deal done with Chris Jones, and we don't have like the full details as they iron out the last few bits of this contract, and we'll get that official later on in the week. But them just having that, and I would have to imagine going into the next season, they're going to try to structure this thing to where it's not a massive cap hit for Chris Jones this season, to give them more flexibility to build on that. And so what they do in the coming days and free agency is going to be really interesting, because it's the first time in a couple of years, like I already mentioned, that it seems like they actually have some flexibility to try to make some moves and try to add some veteran depth before they get to the NFL draft and try to fill needs that way.
Yeah, I mean, we'll keep you updated at arrowheadpride.com. This is tracker season, Steve. So, you know, we'll always be having the free agency tracker conversations, and this happens fast. I mean, you know, they call it the tampering period, but suddenly once this happens, you start to see finished deals left and right. So you wonder how much tampering is actually going on beforehand. But this is the official, you know, launch pad of what is the 2024 NFL season. And for a lot of teams, you know, I think they probably were excited to at least have conversations with Chris Jones and his representatives, but that will now not be taking place. The number one free agent for a lot of sites, you know, NFL.com, PFF, et cetera, is now off the board. And that's a very good thing if you're a Kansas City Chiefs fan.
Yeah, huge win for the Kansas City Chiefs as they look to try to go compete for another Super Bowl title, see if they can set an NFL record with three consecutive Super Bowls. So we'll have everything you need to know at arrowheadpride.com. As I mentioned, John Dixon, I'm sure, will have some details on the Chiefs cap space and all of that stuff and the money that they're actually going to be working with once they finalize this deal with Chris Jones and get everything into place. Free agency kicks off on Monday afternoon with the legal tampering period. So we'll have everything you need to know right here on the Arrowhead Pride Podcast Network. As always, please make sure you subscribe, rate, and review, and stay locked in, because we got everything you need to know with every major Chiefs move moving forward right here at arrowheadpride.com. You can follow Pete on Twitter at PG Sween. I'm Steven Sertz, where you can find me. Stay locked in on Monday, Monday morning, actually. We'll have the latest episode of Beach Season, just kind of highlighting the Chris Jones contract, as well as highlighting the moves that they'd like to see them going position by position in free agency. Is the crazy time in NFL is upon us. We're getting ever closer to the NFL draft, so make sure you stay locked into Arrowhead Pride. We'll talk to you guys then.
Hey there, it's Pete Sweeney from Arrowhead Pride, and I'm excited to announce a new element of the Arrowhead Pride experience for diehard Chiefs fans. It's our brand new newsletter, Arrowhead Pride Premier. Arrowhead Pride Premier is a newsletter delivered to your inbox twice a week from me. For $50, you'll get an annual subscription packed with insider coverage from yours truly and new in-depth analysis from voices around Kansas City. It's all about what I'm seeing and hearing around the team. During the season, we'll deliver a newsletter ahead of each game to get ready for Sunday, and a newsletter after each game to unpack exactly what happened. Subscribe to Arrowhead Pride Premier today at arrowheadpride.com/subscribe.